Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. Praise the Lord, all the earth, from the highest heights to the deepest depths. Let everything sing and shout praise to the Creator. Praise the Lord, all the heavens and starry host. All throughout the universe, may praise to God abound. Come, let us joyfully praise God. Let us live our praise in deeds of loving kindness.
Oh,
Now, our affirmation of faith. We believe in the one God, creator and sustainer of all things, father of all nations, the source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with us for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, in the life of love and prayer, and in the grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God contained in the Old and New Testaments as the sufficient rule both of faith and of practice. We believe in the Church, those who are united in the living Lord for the purpose of worship and service. We believe in the reign of God as the divine will realized in human society and in the family of God, where we are all brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in the life everlasting. Amen. Our first scripture reading is the 148th Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and He is raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord.
Blessed. glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Our scripture text comes from the second chapter of Luke, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed in what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that he will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She had never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. That moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the only stories in the Bible that reveals anything about Jesus as a child is this lesson from the Gospel of Luke. Luke tells the story of Simeon and Anna, these two very unusual characters who were somehow able to recognize that an ordinary-looking baby who had been brought to the temple one day by his rather ordinary-looking parents as part of an ordinary religious ritual was not ordinary at all, but was in fact quite extraordinary. When I read this account, I feel awestruck by Simeon's unswerving belief that this child was the promised Messiah and his boldness in declaring to the child's parents what they had seen. It begs a hard question for me. How in the world did Simeon and Anna knew that the baby Jesus was the Messiah? Lo and behold, the answer to my question can be found right here in the scriptures. Luke tells us straight out that it was by the Holy Spirit that the child's identity was revealed to each of these people. But I must admit that I don't quite know what to make of those words either. What does it mean that the Holy Spirit rested upon Simeon and revealed to him that before he died, that he would see the Lord's Messiah? How did the Holy Spirit reveal this to him? And how did the Holy Spirit speak to him in a voice that he could hear? Did the Holy Spirit come to him in a dream? What exactly happened that enabled Simeon to see the promised Messiah in the face of this ordinary baby one ordinary day at the temple in Jerusalem? Maybe taking a closer look at one of these characters can help us discover some answers.
So this time around, I'm going to focus my thoughts on Simeon, although I promised that the next time around, that if I'm still here, I'll concentrate on Anna. Simeon is a common Hebrew name that means to hear, so maybe there is a hint in the name Simeon that he is given some kind of special ability to hear what God was revealing to him throughout the Holy Spirit. Luke tells us that Simeon was a righteous and devout older Jewish man who lived in Jerusalem during the time of Herod's reign. Simeon had devoted his life to looking for the Messiah, the one who was to fulfill the hopes of Israel. Luke says that the Holy Spirit promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah before he died. We know that Simeon happened to be at the temple when Jesus' parents came to present their son. And we know that Simeon recognized the baby as the one whom God had promised from the moment he saw him. This is about all we know from the scriptures. But what else can we know? Well, from this direct information about Simeon, we can infer some other things about this man. For example, we can imagine that Simeon must have been an unusually religious person from the fact that most important thing in his life, the thing he needed and wanted most before he could die in peace, was to see the Messiah with his own eyes. Another thing that is obvious about Simeon is that he was open-minded and willing to take risks. We know that he was open-minded because he was able to discern the Messiah in the unlikeliest of persons, this humble, ordinary baby who'd been brought to the temple by his parents for presentation. It takes a certain amount of open-mindedness to even consider that this normal child born in a stable to a humble family might be the promised Messiah. If you're looking for the Messiah all your life and had been promised by God that you would see the consolation of Israel before you died, what kind of person would you be looking for? What kind of person would you expect the Messiah to be? Would you expect that person to be somebody important, born into a recognized and respected family? Wouldn't you be looking for certain signs and symbols of obvious lordship to clue you in to the fact that this one is the one that you've been waiting for? If you were looking for the Messiah today, wouldn't you expect that person to be influential and well-known, maybe even famous, someone who had proven himself or herself to be a leader? Or could you, like Simeon, be open-minded enough to look for the face of the Messiah in an unexpected place? Could your mind be open, seeing the Messiah in the face of a baby or a child or a homeless person on the street or a woman or a person of color or a person with a crippling disease or disability, someone different from who you are? Would you automatically rule out those who are marginalized in our culture and limit your search only to the faces of those in power? Would you have been able to recognize the Messiah in the face of the baby Jesus if you saw him with your own eyes? I would also suggest that Simeon was willing to take a risk because when he saw this baby, he asked the baby's mother if he could hold her child. And when she said that he could, he took the baby and held him in his arms and he offered the blessing. "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." Can you imagine what Mary must have thought? "Why, this man is insane. How could I have let him hold my newborn baby?" Imagine this declaration must have come as quite a shock to Mary and Joseph, as I'm sure that other extraordinary events of their son's birth had brought about for them. But Simeon wasn't worried about shocking or surprising or offending the child's parents. He was so focused on the baby and the fulfillment of God's promise to him that he could do nothing but thank and praise God for the blessing he had been given. Simeon was able to see Christ in this ordinary, plain, common baby because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. It was the same Spirit that had, earlier in his life, enabled him to believe and trust that God would fulfill God's promise to him. It was that same Spirit that helped him to focus all of his energies on looking for his Messiah. The Spirit gave him the strength and the fortitude to keep looking day and night, high and low, anywhere and everywhere that he went, so that his whole life was focused on his search for the promise that had been revealed to him. The Holy Spirit of God transformed his life. It changed him so much that he no longer viewed the world the same way. The same thing happens to every person whom the Holy Spirit of God falls upon. It transforms them. It enables them to see things in a new and different way. Seeing the face of Christ in ordinary places and things brings hope to the despair of the world. All we have to do is to open our minds and to look. It's like a light shining in our darkness, guiding us and giving us new direction. We begin to see the world differently. Our eyes become focused on recognizing the face of Christ all around us, in everyday things and everyday people. We begin to live our lives in gratitude for all of God's creation. We begin to look at each tiny living thing as sacred and worthwhile simply because God created it. We begin to see each person, no matter how simple or complicated, no matter how charming or spiteful, as a person of sacred worth and a loving creation of God. If we consider the examples Jesus used to teach and preach to his followers, the flowers in the fields, the sheep and the shepherds in the hills around his home, the workers in the fields and vineyards, the women and the children, other persons who society had devalued, these are all ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill things. There's really nothing extraordinary and inherently unusual about the majority of things that Jesus talked about. What is extraordinary is the way that he talked about them, the way he looked at people, the way he viewed all of life as a creation of a loving God. His way, his words, his path are a light in the midst of the darkness and hopeless and the despair of our everyday life. Looking at the world through the eyes of Christ changes the way that we see things. Extraordinary becomes extraordinary. Light and hope and peace and joy are born into the world. We look at the life in a new way. Likewise, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the wonders of God all the time and inspires us to be able to see the face of Christ and the love of the Lord everywhere. It is the Holy Spirit that transforms us and makes us able to see what we couldn't see without the grace of God revealing the promised one to us. The wonder of the Christ child is all around us every day in simple and ordinary people and places. We have only to, by the grace of God, be able to recognize them. Where have you seen the Holy Spirit revealed to the people around you? How have these acts of love and kindness brought the Holy Spirit to rest upon you, revealing God's love and bringing light to your darkness? How has their love transformed you and enabled you to see ordinary things in extraordinary ways? Let us pray. Father, God of majesty, may your Spirit help us to know that in the midst of all that assails us, your promise of light and presence through Jesus Christ remains constant and unchanging. May we, God, have faith as Simeon to be able to see the love of the Savior with our own eyes and in our own very world. Strengthen our faith, bring us your peace, and send us to share both with others. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever, as he taught his disciples to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.